The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Shrinkflation, it's not only making some of our bars smaller, but our books too. But unlike the chocolate, the reason your book is smaller is not down to the cost of producing it, but rather our decreasing attention spans. Well, joining me now is Sarah Maria Griffin, author of Eat the Ones You Love. Sarah, you're very welcome to the programme. There is a lot of talk that book chapters, especially those for younger readers, are getting shorter to suit the TikTok-trained attention spans. From where you're standing as an author, is that actually happening?
You know, there is some data out there to show that over the last couple of years, technically the way that a book is composed is shifting ever so slightly. The study that was released recently and was reported on the Sunday Times about this shrinkflation issue, which was conducted by, potentially an AI company, showed that the first chapters of books had shrunk by 1,000 words since the 1950s. Now, that's coming up on, that's kind of 70, 80 years ago. So that is a kind of a marginal shift over a great period of time. And TikTok is a comparatively recent arrival into our wider media landscape. So on one hand, yes, absolutely, the way stories are being told, the way things are being written is shifting and moving with the way readers engage. But also, that's a huge amount of time for the change to have taken place.
So in terms of the opening chapters, you're saying there's evidence that they are shorter by about 1,000 words.
About 1,000 words, yeah.
Are the rest of the chapters the same? Is it about making the opening shorter to try and sort of grab your attention?
By and large, that's kind of how it works. Every book is different. There are no two books that are fully identical. And across genre, for example, across the world of fiction that I work in, which would be in speculative fiction or science fiction or fantasy, those books have always been very long because of the kind of readership that we have. Literary fiction tends to be slimmer and tends to be lighter. Not lighter in the subject matter, but lighter physically on the page. You know, those books can be shorter. Every different genre of book is longer and shorter, but in terms of getting a reader hooked, if you will, from the first page, there's a lot of onus always put on the first line, let alone the first chapter. When you open a book, you want the first line, the first paragraph to pull you into a different world and to promise you that the experience you're going to have reading this book will be really, really good. So there's always high stakes in the first line, the first page, the first chapter. It's the same in cinema. It's the same in music. The first few moments in which you engage with any piece of art is really important. So yes, there is some evidence to show that the first chapters are getting shorter and zingier to bid for a reader's attention. But I think that is liable to change in future again. The way the novel works changes and ebbs and flows all the time.
What about the big door stoppers, the big 600 and 700 page novels that take you a long time often to get through, but your determination is there and often, you know, they pay it back in multiple ways. Has that gone?
Oh no, I think we live in the era of the doorstopper. I mean, even up until, you only have to really look back over the Booker Prize winners of the last kind of 10 years to see that the great doorstopper novels are in full swing. There was an article in The Guardian actually published in 2015 that posited the question, are books getting longer? And that dealt with a lot of the great piece of literature of that season, you know, about 10 years ago, being surprisingly long, that the novels had blown up from a couple of hundred pages per novel. You know, that there was a season there about 10 years ago where these big blockbusters were getting bigger and bigger. So I think people have always liked long books throughout history, throughout recent history, as near to us as 10 years ago. And even up to today, you see these big romantic-y tomes that sell like hotcakes because people love getting lost in a different world for a long period of time, to really go somewhere else for quite some time. Even with audiobooks, I have a small child, so I listen to a lot of audiobooks. And if an audiobook is, you know, properly long, I have days of the week that I can spend in that other world listening to a story, you know.
Okay, so that's reassuring. The long book is not gone and the short book isn't gone either. It's just evolving. Sarah Maria Griffin, thank you for taking the time to speak to us.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.